they need a second invitation. Couldn't have been all over there. Well, it still could be soon. Sorry, Eleanor, but Coco has a chance to serve for the match.
Resilient and resistant from Ange Jabeur, and the arms outstretched, asking, willing this crowd to give her just an extra little burst of inspiration. As Goff serves for the match at an hour and 51 minutes.
That's a really good first serve. Floaty return, though, is inside the baseline, so the point continues. Forehand from Coco Gauff across court to the forehand of Jabeur, who flattens things out. Then a high, loopy forehand is long from Gauff.
We know that the forehand is a weapon, but it can also sometimes be a capricious friend, and it can let her down and break down. And that's what happened there, and Gauff furious with herself, because immediately in serving for this match, she's under a little bit of pressure at love 15.
Of course, if she does hold here, she'll win, and Manny will be absolutely spot on with his three-set prediction.
Well, don't tell Gauff that.
Oh, it's a double fault.
You put her off.
Well, you mentioned the forehand, and I love the my fault, of course, as always. You mentioned that her forehand can be a capricious friend, which was a terrific turn of phrase. The second serve is also a vulnerability at times. We have seen examples of both those, quotes, weaknesses in the first 2 points of this game.
Yeah, I mean, she's been quite open that the second serve in particular is something she's working on.
Well, she's got that serve in. It was a really good one. And she comes in behind it and hammers away a backhand. Defensive return from Jabeur. All she could do really was get the ball back into the court, and in came Coco as quick as you like to fire away a backhand into the open court. 15-30.
Lest we forget, she's only 20 years old, Coco Gauff. If she was the finished product, there'd be something strange going on.
Missed the first serve here, so questions of the second serve again. Oh, it was a really deep one, and the return was good as well on the forehand side from Jabeur, who's now playing an awkward half volley from just inside the baseline. Now she's looking at a slice ball from Gauff, who goes down the line with a forehand. The backhand cross court from Jabeur, slice on the backhand side from Gauff, a driven backhand from Jabeur, who's going to come in, and oh, she's made a mess of a really awkward mid-court volley. Again, she wandered into a difficult sort of position, and Gauff saw her coming, posed the question, and Jabeur couldn't answer it.
Coco Gauff has withstood everything that Ange Jabeur has thrown at her. Yes,
5-3-30 all. Gauff to the forehand, slice back down the middle of the court, the backhand down the line from Gauff. She's coming in again with the mid-court ball forehand. Is she going to get past? Well, she doesn't get past, but she can't control the backhand volley as Jabeur went up the line. Gauff pirouetted, did her very best to control the volley on her backhand wing. She couldn't, and here, Ange Jabeur has a break-back point.
Well, it was a despairing leap from Coco Gauff to try and get that ball into play. She did well to get a racket on it.
Annie's prediction could get blown to pieces here. That's a good serve, and the return's long. Chip long. As the ball comes back down to Jabeur's end of the court, she shows that she can head a ball as well as kick one, which she did earlier in the match. Juice. It's been gripping from start to finish this match. First serve is wide.
Quite the way to start a day of women's quarterfinals here at Roland Garros.
Iga Świątek and Markéta Vondrousova waiting in the wings. Forehand return, clubbed into the net by Jabeur. She went for it.
Excellent serving under the utmost pressure from Coco Gauff. That's what Grand Slam champions can do.
After an hour and 55 minutes, a first match point for Coco Gauff. She's serving to the forehand, the return's down the middle of the court. Looped forehand deep from Gauff. She's playing a backhand now to the forehand side of Jabeur, who flattens things out. Forehand to forehand. Jabeur right on a baseline, playing the backhand drop shot. In comes Coco Gauff. She gets it back. She slips up, goes the high volley. Goff's having to go back. She turns, she swivels, she gets the ball back into play. Forehand cross court now from Jabeur. She's got another shorter ball. She's playing another drop shot, and this time Gauff can't get there. On Jabeur, you're a genius.
What a wonderful passage of play. And that's a match point. Both of them under tremendous pressure in that moment, and yet producing brilliance. Two exquisite drop shots from Ons Jabeur. So clever. Just popping over the net, giving Coco Gauff no time. She did well to get to one of them. Back to Juice.
Extraordinary. Gauff. And, well, that's not a genius return from Jabeur. She sliced that forehand return into the net. So, having saved one match point in quite brilliant fashion, Jabeur's got to do it again. Gauff is serving to her forehand. Deep return right onto the baseline, would you believe it? And Jabeur's going to come in. Oh, no, she hasn't hammered away the overhead. Oh, that she's missed an overhead. I can't believe what I have just seen. I honestly cannot believe what I've just seen. Ons Jabeur, having saved one match point in miraculous fashion, has thrown away the second one. And it's Coco Gauff who celebrates, and she celebrates with real passion. She's out on the court, she's screaming. And she is through to the semi-finals, but Ons Jabeur missing that overhead. She had two chances to get that game back to Juice. With the first one, she went straight at Gauff, and with the second one, inexplicably, she missed the court. She goes out, Coco goes through. I'm going for a lie down. Eleanor Preston's going to sum everything up.
Everything in the world. Well, what a performance from Coco Gauff in the end. She needed her resilience, she needed her experience. And Ons Jabeur just taking her racket bag, waving to the crowd as she walks off. She will always be such a popular player. So much support here today. The crowd at moments gave her the inspiration she needed to produce the magic that we know Ons Jabeur is capable of. Let's hope for her that this marks something of a resurgence in form. It's been a difficult year for the Tunisian. In a moment, we'll hear from Coco Gauff. And there was such an outpouring of relief, wasn't there? After match point, you saw her celebrate, both hands pumping. So much adrenaline coursing through her body. And she is back in the semi-finals here at Roland Garros. And as I said, if this is the hors d'oeuvre for what we're going to get served up today in the women's quarterfinals at Roland Garros, we'll bring it on.
Thank you, Lady E. We will both go and have a little lie down, not together, I hasten to add. Antoine Beneteau and Gigi Salmon are poised to take over. But first of all,
when we hear from Coco Gauff, we'll have to hear the name of the dog.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I'll give that to Gigi. Here's Coco with Alex Goretzka.
Congratulations. What a match. Great atmosphere. Unbelievable, tough opponent. How difficult it was for you to understand the game from Ons, because she plays like with totally different tactics than other players. But you look beautiful and you did a great job.
Yeah, she's a tough opponent, and she's well-loved on tour. And I could tell by the crowd today, I know you guys wanted her to win. And honestly, whenever she's not playing, I cheer for her too. So thank you guys for making it a good atmosphere. The people up there made it really fun for me. I like playing in environments like this, and over here too. Even though you guys were fronds, I really had a lot of fun. Even when I lost the first set and they were chanting, when I was in the bathroom, I was like, this is just really fun, win or lose. It is.
I have to say that they were pretty divided. I mean, they love Ons, but they love Coco Gauff as well, I have to tell you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, there was like two people behind my bench sitting over there, and they were cheering for me, not loudly, but I could hear them and it helped me. And yeah, I know I have a lot of love here in Paris. Trust me, I know. So I really appreciate it, and hopefully you guys can help me make it through the next round.
There was something that we really liked it very much what you did. You lost the first set, but then you become a little bit more aggressive. That was because you've been playing very well during the clay court season, because you beat her several times, or it's just because your mind was like convinced till the end of the match, I gotta go for it. I don't need to let her do her job.
Yeah, I was definitely trying to be more aggressive. She was playing really well the whole match, and she was hitting a lot of winners on me, which is something I'm not used to against like anybody. So today I was just trying to just be aggressive towards the end. And, you know, I got a little bit tight the last couple match points, but I think I did what I needed to do to win the match.
Coco, we admire you. We respect you. They like you here. We like you here. Good luck for the
Thank
next
you.
Round. Coco Gauff.
Thank you.
Qualifiée pour la demi-finale de Roland Garros.
Congratulations to Coco Gauff. Lovely interview with Alex Goretzka. She is just 20 years of age. It is her fourth Grand Slam semi-final, her third consecutive Grand Slam final. It's quite scary how good she is at the age she is. Thank you very much to Eleanor and Mark, as I assume Steph and I were going for his lunch shortly. And, oh, not yet. And I'm very happy to be alongside Antoine. How are you?
Good, and you, Gigi?
I'm good. I was worried for your health. And yesterday we did get some messages of concern, because the last they saw of you, you were eating 8-day-old bread filled with strawberries. And then the next day, you're nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. But that was a planned day off. So nothing to worry about. I'm in full capacity, you know.
But the big question was, why did you do it?
Well, because Marcus told me to do so, and he told me that it's exactly like a rite of passage, you know, like something you have to do if you want to be part of a team, and that's what I want to do, you know, that's who I want to be. So I had to do it.
And he said you're about to take a second bite, and he actually stopped you because he was slightly concerned.
Maybe I'm a bit naive.
Well, the rule is never say yes to Marcus. I mean, that is, if you just, Antoine, remember one thing as you go through life, it is never say yes to Marcus. Okay, so that's...
Now I know it.
That's where we need to be. They're going to reset things here, and then very shortly we are going to have Iga Świątek and Markéta Wondrusova walk out on court. That'll be our second quarterfinal. Then we've got Grigor Dimitrov and Jannik Sinner. But Antoine, it's quite simply stunning what Coco Gauff is doing, remembering the whole time how young she is.
Yeah, she's just showing how mature she is, you know, from her age, and how... Like, she improved so much, especially the way she plays on that surface, on clay court. I mean, of course, we know that she has great results, but we feel like there is something more this year, and maybe we all said, you know, who is going to win at the end of those 2 weeks, and we said, of course, Iga, Świątek. For the ones who didn't say Świątek, Sabalenka was a big choice as well, and that's a good, I mean, we're missing one here in Coco Gauff's ability to go all the way, or at least she's gonna put, you know, some trouble in this draw, and I'm sure that she will have a great fight in next round. I think that the next round she's going to play either Iga or Markéta Wondrusova, who we are about to watch on Court Philippe Chatrier. So, I mean, that's going to be a great battle against either players, but let's keep in mind Coco Gauff for the main thing on Saturday.
Let me ask you, while we reset, we've got this glorious weather now that's going to stay with us the rest of the week. Novak Djokovic, I mean, boy, is he making headlines. We didn't know how he was. He didn't know how he was. He believed his expectations weren't that high. Then he gets into five sets with Musetti, comes through. Then yesterday, the knee, there's a slip. He's complaining. He has treatment on three occasions. And I was actually doing the television show with Luca Pui that night, and while the match was taking place, and he said, and rightly so, we've seen this before. This can happen. He's injured. He's not injured. He was able to come through. He broke Cerundolo, and he's not sure if he's going to play his quarter final. So we still don't know where Novak Djokovic is at.
Even though we saw it before, and we saw Luka, we saw Novak did you know, come back on many occasions like this. But yesterday, I have to say that I didn't think that he was able to, you know, to do it. You know, like, I was so surprised that he pulled it out, and I was thinking, you know, when I was watching, I said, okay, that's it. That's the moment where he's done, and he managed to do it. So,
is your phone singing to us?
No, I don't think it is.
What's singing to us? What noise is there? Steph is looking
at me weird. No, there's nothing.
Nothing from my side.
It's okay.
And there's
sorry.
There's three men staring at us from outside.
Sorry if there has been some trouble.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Just saying hello to.
Hello.
To,
yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
And so, Djokovic. I was just so astonished, like, what he was able to do yesterday. I thought he was done. What did you think about it?
We've seen it a number of times when he's not quite right, he's able to come through, it can be quite dramatic.
When he can't move like this?
But then I was thinking, and he said he came in with a slight knee problem and he had a little bandage on it earlier in the day, but if it was that bad, someone of his experience, 37, not sure how long he has left, the year that this is, Wimbledon coming up, the Olympics, is he going to push through with an injury that he feels is going to do even more damage and could possibly... So I kept thinking, if it was that bad, with his experience and what's at stake, would he play through? Would he keep going?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I think that if he does that, I mean, he knows that his body recovers, you know, like nobody else.
Yeah.
He knows that. He knows that he's going to do a lot of treatments, maybe a day and a half. So there's going to be something. I don't know if we have the information yet for tomorrow's schedule, if we know if he plays at night or in the day. Because I know for sure, you know, the best sources ever, that...
Love your sources.
He was not happy to play a second time at night. And that was the last time the tournament was going to ask him to play at night, the last match.
Uh-huh.
And now he's basically going to play whenever he wants, from now on. So is he going to want to play again at night in conditions that he doesn't really like because it's humid, but it gives him more time to recover? Or if he plays in the daytime, that means that he decided to do so, and that means that he recovers and that he is ready to go, I think. Because it's going to be something that, to watch, interesting to observe. And, I mean, we know now that he's done that yesterday. I mean, now I assume that he can keep playing, you know.
But if there is a problem there, to have to face Casper Ruud,
that's amazing. Yeah, of course,
is going to be so difficult. The movement of Ruud, the confidence of Ruud, that it just, I mean, that is, if something, yes, Cerundolo, watching it from someone who's never played professionally, but I've seen a lot of Cerundolo, you thought he can break him. He's not confident. The Cerundolo box, when he was a breakup in the fourth, looked terrified.
That's
they
true.
Did not think they were close to knocking out Novak Djokovic. Yeah. And he was able to get inside the head, and Cerundolo broke, and Djokovic probably thought, I've got this now. Like, mm-hmm. Mentally, I've got this. Mentally, I've got him. If I can just get myself through, then maybe I give myself time. And he has said he's not definitely going to play the quarterfinal. He's going to wait for some tests and to see what happens, as the balls are introduced onto Philippe Chatrier. So it's been a whole storyline around this tournament, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean that's just part of the passion that we have for this tournament and for Novak Djokovic, you know that. And there is one thing also to take into consideration is that I think that he hasn't been loved by the French crowd that much since he started to come at the French. Okay, it's done. It's the last one, you know, from Nadal, Federer, Djokovic.
Yeah.
It's the last, you know. And that's it. They love him. They love the way he is. They love how brave he is.
He speaks in French afterwards.
Merci
that helps,
nous,
doesn't it? Djokovic
does. Yeah, of course, yeah, of course, of course. And he knows perfectly, you know, to do that. So. And he's right, yeah, he's right to do so.
We don't have the order play for tomorrow. We'll bring it to you as soon as we do. Let's get the introductions for our next quarter final. And following that, we will hear from both players involved. Antoine and I are joined by a pineapple with a headset on. It's a third member. I wonder if it'll have anything interesting to say. We shall fight. We've also got the name of the dog that apparently no one got right. We'll bring you the name of the dog. Crowd have filtered out. A few have filtered in. It's not the best of crowds right now, but it is. I want everyone to say it with me. Lunchtime. There we go. Here we go. And what we will see is the corridor
match
underneath
pour les quarts de Philippe Chatrier.
Marketa Vondrousova has just got the nod that it's her time to head up the stairs.
As Świątek is still doing, you know, some movements to stay warm.
And to get into the head of her opponent. Here I am.
In the Nadal's style.
Jumping around. Right, here is your finalist from 2019 and your Wimbledon champion.
La première joueuse à entrer sur le court est sixième mondiale. Elle a remporté Wimbledon en 2023 l'an passé. C'est sa septième participation ici, voici de la République tchèque, Markéta Vondrousova.
Mark Murray had to speed up then because Vondrousova was out of the tunnel, onto the court. She is at her career high of six. She's the fifth seed here. She has dropped one set to reach the round of 16. That was in the second round. But her first four matches have all been against players outside the top 100. In stark contrast, she will now face the best player in the world for her place in the semi-finals. It does not get much tougher than that on this court in these conditions.
Yeah, I guess Świątek is going upstairs, you know, where there is already her name on those walls, you know, because she's a winner here in Roland Garros. Amazing entrance of Philippe Chatrier.
Vainqueur de 4 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 3 Roland Garros. La tenante du titre, la Polonaise Iga Świątek.
She's on a 16-match winning streak on clay. She's a two-time defending champion, so has won 18 straight matches at Roland Garros. It's her fifth straight Roland Garros quarterfinal. She's the number one seed for a ninth consecutive Grand Slam, and all of this having only just turned 23 years of age.
Yeah.
It's quite frightening.
Just... She's been impressive, amazing. The last few years on this court as well, three times champion.
She's just
impressive. And she's very, you know, like Chantal's very focused. She has this headset on, the hat, you know, on her head. Like, she always looks on a mission, you know, like, and that's literally how she sees things. And we know that, you know, she had, she was close against Naomi Osaka. I mean, you can't get any closer.
Yep.
Because she's a match point. But, and we know that players that save match points and they're still in the tournament, they're dangerous to beat. So, that's something to add in Iga Świątek, impressive list of qualities to be a champion here in next Saturday.
Okay? Right, so we've got the housekeeping, a little photo with the mascots. Now we'll have the coin toss.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That is led by Arnaud Gabas, a French chair umpire. That is wearing the camera, the head camera. That has been criticized by Andy Murray on X, on Twitter, in a very Murray way, I want to say.
Okay.
That he said, I think the big lines with that he says, I don't think, I didn't see an innovation on tennis that hasn't had any impact in a long time, something along those lines.
Yeah, and Victoria Azarenka agreed with him.
This is the ball.
And I have to say, I agree.
Perfect. Have a good match.
Or you need to train the umpires, when they get down,
still.
They stay. Okay, that's how you make a shot. And then you move.
It's all kind of wobbling, and you're like, I can't see what you're looking at.
Yeah, you kind of feel sick after seeing this shot.
It's a little bit wobbly. Right, it's 22 degrees Celsius. And while they warm up for the match, let's hear from both players. You're going to hear from Markéta von Drews, but let's start with the world number one and defending champion, Iga Świątek.
The match was over in 40 minutes. That's the shortest match of your professional career. Is it possible that those results against Anastasia from U12 and U14 were in the back of your mind a little bit?
No. Well, obviously, I had just a thought that, times changed a little bit, because I remember she was always, the player to beat me. I don't think I won against her, and I lost some, heartbreaking matches for me, like semi-final of the Orange Bowl when I had match points, and I lost here when I had a pretty good tournament, and I lost against Potapova and a couple more. Like, we always played against each other on like European championships or something, so honestly, there's no point to like think about that, but I had just a thought like that. It lasted 2 seconds, and then I was focusing on my work, because that's the best thing I can do.
What's changed in those 10 years for you?
Well, I don't know. When I think about myself, I just know that my progress was kind of like that, It's never kind of stopped. So I'm just proud of myself and the work that I've put to be in this place. And everything changed because I'm just older and I play better.
Takas, obviously you were a little bit down in the first set, but how did you overcome that, and what changed in your game?
Yeah, I mean, I think, she started to play well, from the first point, and tried to stay in the set, and I fought back, and then I felt like, it just changed quickly, and I felt pretty good overall, so I think it was a good match.
The quarterfinal game, it will be the game against Iga Świątek, and you met here in 2020. Long time ago, seems like.
Yeah. Yeah, we played a couple matches, on the hard courts, but obviously, she's feeling great here, she won 6-love today, so I expect, very tough match, but now I'm in position, I have nothing to lose, so I'm just gonna go and try to enjoy the match, and try to maybe play a good match.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
A result to bring you. Kristina Buxa and Monica Niculescu have lost out to Emma Navarro and Diana Schneider. And Schneider and Navarro go through 6-4 in the third to the quarterfinals, the women's doubles. They were a little bit behind in terms of the men's and the mix, but they're catching up, and we'll keep you across. We have the legends getting underway today. Always an interesting competition. We've got the wheelchair event, the juniors, the mixed, the doubles, the singles. Our focus on Markéta von Drews, Iga Świątek. So the question, Antoine, has to be, what does Markéta von Drews, who has played Iga Świątek, lost three times and not won a set, what does she have to do to get inside the head and to get something out of this match?
That's a very tough question, because I don't see the way von Drews plays. Usually I don't see something natural to put trouble into Swiatek's game. She can, of course, go with that lefty serve, you know, the slice serve onto the back end of Swiatek, but we know that Swiatek has an amazing two-hand back end. Same with the forehand, you know, the lefty forehand, you know, you can try a little bit to find some angles with it, but Swiatek moves perfectly on clay, and she loves, you know, to cut that trajectory and come hit early with the back end. So I think that would be into the way would be to for Vondrousova to mix things up. That means that she needs to use both weapons, though, the lefty slice serve, the lefty forehand serve, short cross court, sorry, but also use some drop shots, also so to play some high balls. She needs to, you know, disturb Iga Swiatek's striking zone, you know, because we know that when Swiatek she sets and when she's in that perfect striking zone, we know that she's like, you know, almost unbeatable, especially on this court. You know, she's going to put some height in her forehand. She's going to play flat with her backhand. So, I mean, that would be the solution would be the variation of the game of Vondrousova.
So here we go. Iga Swiatek serving towards the Presidential Tribune and towards Markéta Vondrousova, the reigning Wimbledon champion. 40 minutes it took Swiatek to beat Potapova, the fastest win of her career by 5 minutes. It took her 45 minutes to beat Simona Halep here in 2019. And she's had three victories that come in under 50 minutes in her career on the tour. Backhand from Swiatek plays with such intensity. The net is struck by Vondrousova. It is back her own side. The first point goes the way of the world number one.
That was interesting from Vondrousova, this first point, because she said she played a little bit like I just talked about. She played a high ball on the back end, but, you know, pretty deep. And then she played a short cross court with the same forehand. And she had a look, you know, for that forehand down the line. That was, I think that was the right play.
Swiatek, as the sun comes out, serves down the tee. The deep backhand from Swiatek, who hits the forehand down the other wing. She's pushing Vondrousova back. Iga Swiatek's on the baseline. She goes inside out for the winner.
Yeah, and that's going to be a danger. If Vondrousova doesn't find that cross court perfectly, Swiatek will be able, you know, to turn around the back end and hit with that forehand, and that's just a little weapon. Oh, Agnieszka Radwanska in the stands.
Watching on, sunglasses on. I've also just seen Brad Gilbert doing some scouting for Goff's semi-final opponent into the body of Vondrousova inside the baseline. Swiatek hugging that baseline with the backhand through the middle of the court. The drop shot from Vondrousova, it sits up a little bit short, but it's too deep. The backhand cross court from Swiatek. And Vondrousova gets herself on the board. I mean, that's another thing. The first four wins for Vondrousova here, all against players outside the world's top 100. And yes, you're playing matches. You can only beat what's in front of you. But then to pop up on Philippe Chatrier against Iga Swiatek. Swiatek leans forward, pauses, rocks back, tosses up the ball at 30-15 and serves down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court. Swiatek inside the baseline with a heavy forehand, at all heavy off her racket. Then the winner up the line for game points.
Yeah, pretty clean point from Swiatek. Very heavy cross-court forehand. Then she gets a shorter ball and she comes to get it a bit earlier, and she punishes Vondrousova with a winner down the line. Perfect start from Swiatek.
Game points. Serve out wide, the backhand to her feet. Swiatek sort of sends it back with force and then hits a backhand and switches it cross-court. The forehand cross-court, mid-court for Vondrousova. Vondrousova missed it on the ball. The come-on is from Swiatek. She holds to 15, 2 minutes on the clock. She is on the board. It must be exhausting for her, the amount of intensity she brings. I can only think she is utterly exhausted, whether she wins in 40 minutes or 3 hours when she leaves the court.
Yeah, but that's maybe the secret is maybe, you know, in that calm that she has in between points, you know, like you can tell that she's able to put the on-off button, you know, like she's on when the point starts, and then when it stops, okay, I'm under my hat, I'm, you know, like in my thoughts, I'm focusing on what I'm supposed to do, and then I go back on. But yeah, she's just a ball of energy, you know?
She really is. And she moves to the beat of her own drum. Vondrousova has been ready for 20 seconds. Świątek is currently putting towels in her respective towel boxes. Yeah. Now she's back. Vondrousova's like, I've been waiting. Świątek again, a cap pulled down low. A knee bend. She shuffles to her middle and she hits the backhand in the line. The squash shot forehand from Vondrousova, the off backhand winner on the approach from Świątek.
She's just, yeah.
She's a machine.
Oh, well, she started the match like one, yeah. And Vondrousova not moving as well as Świątek, you know, on court and on the clay. We saw on that last slide.
Serve down the tee, the off forehand return. Świątek goes inside out again. It's too hot to handle for the Czech.
Yeah, it's too hard, too solid. And the points are just going in one way right now.
And it's frightening.
Love 30.
Vondrousova winds herself up. She's got a pale blue dress on and a white visor and her hair tied up into a knot on the top of her head, the blonde hair, and she serves down the tee and it's battered through the middle of the court. She pushes it deep, she comes to the net, and into the net goes the defending champion.
Yeah. Well played. Oh, and she also has a huge tape on the left shoulder. Vondrousova.
Looks like it's keeping the shoulder in place, doesn't it? The backhand slammed cross court from Świątek. Double-handed backhand again. She's peppering the forehand of Vondrousova. A short ball for Świątek. Should put it away. Does put it away. Break points.
Yeah, with a big overhead down the middle of the court. She didn't want to make a choice, so she went. Oh, we can tell that Świątek is raising her hand because Vondrousova wants, you know, to play the point pretty quickly. So she just asked to wait a little bit. But that's a mistake on the forehand side. Miss it from Vondrousova and already a break for Świątek.
It's interesting, you're due to play to the server, but Świątek, as again, just walking to the beat of her own drum. If she's not ready, she is not ready. She gets herself set. She has procedure. She has method. She has structure. And she has routine.
Yeah, that's also a part of a tennis match, you know, is a confrontation between two players. And sometimes, you know, of course you have the games, the forehand, how you hit your backhand, how you serve, but you have also the way the two players behave. And it's also a way you have to prepare your player, you know, that about what he or she's supposed to expect, you know, from the other person over the other side of the net. And that was something that I was super precise with when I was coaching my brother Julian, is that okay, I knew the opponents that he really didn't like to play, you know, because of an attitude or something, and I would say, okay, he's going to do like this, he's going to be fast like that, he's going to try to do this and that, and when it happens, then your player is at least ready to do that.
15 love.
Wow, first mistake from Świątek. So it's going to rain again on Paris.
No. It doesn't mean it's not. No. We've had enough rain to last a lifetime.
Yeah, there is no more water in the sky now.
I hope not. Świątek just twisting the racket, the white framed racket. White baseball cap, white shoes, the mix of colours on the dress as she serves, and it's popped back mid-court, and Świątek says thank you very much, that's absolutely delightful, and she moves to 30-15. And Vondrousova takes very little time, whether serving or receiving, she's just ready to go.
And she does, but then that maybe that's something she needs to, you know, to do differently, because I mean, we can clearly tell that Świątek is in her, you know, you were saying she's in her rhythm, so you need to, you know, take this out of her, you know, you need to vary this as well.
I mean, the ball just shot past Vondrousova. She didn't even see it until it was almost flying past her.
Yeah. Already 6 winners for Iga Świątek. I mean, 4 winners.
The contrast, the intensity of Świątek and the very laid-back nature of Vondrousova. game points for 3 love in 8 minutes.
And that's it. Wow. Quick serve on the line, down the middle. And a miss from Bondrousova. 3 love in 8 minutes.
We talk about players who beat players before they come out in court. And
yeah.
Particularly on this surface, on this court, there has to be an element. And that 40-minute victory over the world number 41, the 41st best player in the world, is dismissed. Love and love. So in terms of that reputation for Vondrousova, I talked about her as a laid-back character. But that has to get into your head, surely.
I mean, it has to, of course. I mean, that was... It's when I was commentating, you know, Rafa the previous years, and I was always saying that on air. I said, okay, you're in the, you know, in that corridor, you know, right before the match, and you know that you're about to step on court for Yves Chatrier and play against Rafa, and you know that he's won in 98% of his matches here in this tournament. And so I was always thinking, well, what do you tell yourself, you know, like, how do you go about things, you know, like, do you think about the game, are you overwhelmed by that? And of course Świątek is not has not reached the level of Rafa here yet, but that has to be similar, you know, like when you're Vondrousova and you say, okay, maybe Vondrousova, she's saying, well, you know, I'm just better on, you know, on hard and grass than on clay, is not my surface. Because when we see her starting a match, we don't see her doing things differently, and that's something that, you know, annoys me sometimes. I want players, you know, to try something different, because it hasn't worked in the past, so you need to do something different.
And a lot of the time the players, especially if they're up against it, will return to their comfort zone, return to to what they know and what they feel secure with. 15 love. Vondrousova serves deep out wide. The backhand return from Świątek, who spins the forehand cross court. It's a miss hit.
Yeah.
And it's the amount of spin as well. We talk a lot about how she holds the racket and the grip of Świątek, but it's the amount of spin she gets on the ball.
Yeah. And of course the ball, you know, it turns a lot, but Vondrousova is not doing a really good job of moving well, you know, and she's not very precise in her footwork, I feel like, in the start of this match. She needs to be a bit more active on her feet, in my opinion.
Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, the forehand swung cross-court. Vondrousova will open up forehand, go cross-court to the backhand. There's just a difference in the pace and the weight of the balls coming back. There's a short ball, it's a backhand down the line, the backhand cross-court from Vondrousova, up the line goes Świątek, squash shot from Vondrousova, cross-court backhand from... It's almost as though Vondrousova knows how it's going to end.
Yeah.
And she's just waiting for that big strike to come past her.
We are kind of the same as we watch, you know, like we see the machine ball that Świątek is, and you know, like she's playing right, left, a bit more short, you know, a bit deeper, and then she just, when she gets a good look at the ball, she punishes Vondrousova. Well played.
It's a high ball.
A lob, yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. It wasn't high enough, so Vondrousova can smash it away.
30-0.
Vondrousova's been through some tough stuff off court. If her grandparents passed away around Indian Wells time, she's recently gone through a divorce, so a lot happening off the court for the Wimbledon champion. And as far as work goes, she's got all those points about to charge up and have to defend. The 2,000 points from winning Wimbledon mentioned she's at a career high of 6 at the moment, so she's going to want to scoop up as many points as she can before the pressure of defending a Grand Slam title.
Yeah.
Forehand from Świątek down the line. It's a mid-court ball again. Świątek goes backhand, cross-court and deep. Another double-hander from the pole. This one down the line, not deep enough. And Świątek just adds a little bit and finds the angle. Now steps in the short ball, cross-court onto the service line. Whip cross-court from the lefty. Up the line goes Świątek. Świątek with a forehand. She's camped inside the baseline, pushing back Vondrousova, and eventually gets the error.
That's... easy tennis. When we watch it from that high, we see right, left. Świątek arriving in perfect timing on every ball, you know, hitting on the other side where her opponent is not, and she puts her in a in a mistake in 30-40.
And it's interesting again, excuse me, before Vondrousova served, Iga put her hand up as if to say, I'm not ready yet. Let's just wait a couple of seconds. Second serve, break point down. This is for four, love. The serve, the inside-out forehand return, the backhand from Świątek. She's pummeling the forehand of Vondrousova. She still pummels the forehand of Vondrousova. Now she redirects it, but she misses with the redirection and the break point saved.
Yeah, that was the first wrong choice of the match from Świątek. No, she rushed a little bit to go to that down-the-line backhand. But she has a clear plan. She wants to, you know, to go into Vondrousova forehand, you know, try to get a shorter ball on that side, and then she's going to go for it.
Off backhand for Świątek. She'll swivel around and hit the forehand. He goes back into that Vondrousova forehand, then she redirects it, finds the depth on the backhand. She gets the short ball, should finish it off. Does finish it off. Break point.
Another forehand winner.
Now seventh. She's telling her to wait. I mean, Vondrousova is very quick. The point finish and she's ready to go. And Świątek, it doesn't, as I say, she's so sort of programmed in what she does and structured. She wasn't ready. Yeah. Tries to go back behind Świątek, who readjusts. She's inside the court, Vondrousova, and that's the first little yelp we get from the Czech player.
And that's a good thing to see. That means that, you know, she's in the fight, that she wants to fight, and she's showing Świątek that she's not going to go away that easily.
Juice. Świątek, a slight sway. Doesn't move the feet, just the upper body. Now she jumps onto the baseline and crunches the forehand back to the backhand of Vondrousova in the middle of the court. It takes a little bit of power off, but she gets the pace and she draws the error.
Yeah, I mean, right from the return, Świątek is just attacking, you know, like she's just, yeah, to trying to take away time from Vondrousova right away. And it was a good first serve, you know, going 177 kilometers an hour. So that's a decent first serve. And Świątek was able to be aggressive on that serve. Second serve from Vondrousova.
Third break point to defend. The wind picks up, the clouds come over, the deep serve, the forehand drops over. Thought about coming forward, Vondrousova, but she stays back and the tram lines are found by Świątek.
Every time Vondrousova can come into the court and try to gain some, you know, take some time away from Świątek, that's going to be a good thing for the Czech player. She needs to keep doing this.
Juice, fourth game, first set, second quarterfinal. Winner to face Coco Gauff will be Onjiba in three sets. Świątek with the forehand, she just hammers it. It's floated back by Vondrousova. Backhand goes back. Now she's pummeling the backhand of Vondrousova. Now she switches it to the forehand. Vondrousova goes cross court, middle of the court. Service line from Świątek. Świątek's just sort of like a ball machine. Then the drop shot is exquisite. And that is what she has in her locker, Marketa Vondrousova. And it works a treat.
We talked about the variations in the pre-match, and that's the things that she needs to bring right now. Vondrousova is already ready to serve. Świątek is walking towards the baseline. Okay, that worked this time, but it's going to be an issue, I think, during this match. And the game point for Vondrousova.
Yeah, the sun breaks free, which is nice to see. And the backhand down the line from Świątek. The net is found off the backhand slice, and the Czech player slaps her thigh, and we're back to juice.
Yeah, it feels like the rhythm that Świątek is putting on right now is just a bit too much for Vondrousova.
So we've still got a bit of a breeze. We've got some sunshine. We've got more and more people making their way in. Back into Philippe Chatrier. And Vondrousova serves down the tee. It's bunted back short ball. Vondrousova should deal with it. And she does.
Well played. She's doing a better job on her feet. You know, she makes more steps to be precise and to be well placed to hit that back end.
Missed first serve. Oh, it's kicked. Oh, nice. Well done. Good football skills.
Yeah. From both Vondrousova and the ball boy.
Yeah, good catch from that young man.
Oh. Double fault. That was our double fault noise. Ooh. Imagine we commentate, but just by noises like this. Ooh.
Ooh.
My God. Wow.
Good backhand through the... I'm trying to think of a noise to make at the moment. Yeah. The backhand down the line from Świątek. Backhand swept cross court from Von Drusen. Cross court on the ankle from Świątek. The slice from Von Drusen. Down the line goes Świątek. The spinny ball sits up. Inside in from Świątek. The slice taking the pace off from Von Drusen. Cross court, shorter ball from Świątek. He'll step in with the backhand down the line. The slice from Von Drusen. The backhand flat down the line from Świątek. He'll now play the forehand and spin it down the other wing and get the winner and have another chance to break for four love in the first.
Świątek is just so patient. The way she builds her points are just amazing. When she's that focused like this, it's just crazy. Oh, so Von Drusen are ready to serve. Świątek, her hand raised. Okay, both players are ready.
Oh, that's brilliant. She's so quick.
Yeah.
Break point down, needs the first serve, doesn't get it. So Świątek will step a little bit closer to the baseline to put a little bit more pressure on this second serve. She's on the baseline and she plays the forehand, the backhand cross court from Von Drusen. Down the line goes Świątek, back up the line and on the sideline from Von Drusen.
Great change of direction from Vodusova. She played maybe 90% of her forehand cross court and she surprised Świątek by that dart down the line.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Juice. Becoming a very important game. This is the sixth juice. It's the fourth game of the first set. Vodrusha just distracted slightly. A cloud has come over. And Jeanette's ball from the shorts that she's wearing under the dress on the right side. Świątek inside the baseline, hits the backhand, pushes Von Drusen back, draws a shorter ball, backhand cross court to the service line, cross court goes Von Drusen down the line from Świątek. You can almost predict the pattern now. Świątek with the forehand, goes back into the forehand of Von Drusen, cross court, waiting for her to switch it down the line. Now she does. There she goes. The slice from Von Drusen down the... It's, you can see the patterns unfolding in every point.
Yeah. And it often ends with a winner down the line with a forehand with Iga Świątek. She starts on the forehand of Von Drusen, then she goes to the backhand, she gets an even shorter ball, and then she punishes down the line on the forehand side of Von Drusen. And that's, I think, the 10th forehand winners that we witnessed in 20 minutes.
Break point for four love and a clean sweep of the first four games. First serve is netted. A little look up to the skies from the Czech woman.
A bit of wind in her dress as well.
Świątek on the baseline.
Whoa.
Hits the backhand, pulls it out from her body because it flew into that. The backhand down the line is a winner. We get a fist pump.
Yeah.
And Von Drusen glares towards her camp. All the effort, all the work she put in, and she has four love down, 21 minutes played.
Wow. Świątek is playing very well and she is like cleaning all the lines, so that's a bit too much for anyone, I would say.
Faith has messaged to say, poor Antoine and the sandwich, glad you're fully well back with us. I don't think you were ill, were you, as a result of it? No, there was no illness. No illness, but is back with us. And he knows now to say no to Marcus. Iga Świątek pauses, waits, reaches and serves down the tee. It's cut back middle of the court, the inside out forehand into the corner, the lofted ball up from Von Drusen with a smash down from Świątek.
Perfectly executed, but because that was not an easy overhead for Iga Świątek, the ball was very high and she was able, you know, to move her feet under the ball and be ready to hit that winner. Great play from Świątek. 15 love.
The sun is back. Świątek tosses up the ball and serves down the tee in the back end. Oof! Serves return winner.
That's a hardcore player that we know.
Von Drusen sort of squeezes the front of her visor. So it's got that bend in it. Leaning forward, slightly sideways on 15 all, yet to get a game on the board. Świątek reaches up to serve and serves and it's sort of batted back, middle of the court, backhand down the line, slice from Von Drusen, the backhand up the line from Świątek. It's long from the Czech player who stares at the line.
Right behind the baseline. We saw that Vondrousova tried to slice a bit more on the forehand side at that point. Maybe that's a try of a solution, but to slow things down. But 30-15.
Świątek tosses up the ball and serves in the center of the box. The backhand comes back, then she goes down the line. Oof, the depth, the precision, the driving the ball out of the air from Świątek. It's just too good.
Yeah, too good. And there's an interesting thing that we can observe is that Świątek uses a lot of what we call the body serves, you know, like the down the middle of the box, because she knows that, and she saw that at 15 love, that when Vondrousova has a clear striking zone, she can do some damages. And now she took that away in the last 2 points, you know, to just to kind of block the Vondrousova down the middle of the court. Azika Świątek won that fifth game, 5-love, 11th forehand winner in only 20-something minutes.
It's got to be so tough if you're Marketa Vondrousova. Yes, look, we've talked about being a laid-back person. She's also a competitor. She's also a winner. And 21 minutes in, she's 5-love down and has not got a foot in this match.
Yeah, you don't want to... Even though you're a really relaxed player and you're laid back, and yeah, you don't want to be in that position. Like, you have no solution at all, and you're the sixth player in the world, and you're of course playing the number one, but you know, you have the right to have some solutions when you are that good in tennis, you know. And it doesn't feel like it right now.
No, Iga Świątek is dominating in every area. The umbrellas are put up, although there's no sun, but it was nice. And the funny thing I saw when Iga Świątek was getting herself set before the coin toss, she went behind the bench where there's a drawer with white towels, and she put the white towels on the bench ready to put in the boxes. The other box has the tournament towels.
Okay.
And she took them out and put them in her bag.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
For pre-planning. I've got to make sure I've got the gifts of the tournament towels. They went straight in the bag, and the white towels were put in the boxes. I love that. She's even aware. Got to get that done. Excellent planning. So, Marketa Vondrousova, love 5, first set. Serve down the tee. The backhand is deep from Świątek, who's creeping forward and hammering the forehand, and it's blocked up and it's high. And Świątek says, I'm going to slam it away out of your reach. And Vondrousova says, fine, but I'm ready to serve again.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Love 15.
It's partly why this match is going so quickly.
It's true.
Vondrousova is like, let's just crack on. Nets off the first serve. She is 0-2 against reigning number ones. Marketa Vondrousova has 12 top 10 career wins. Second serve goes out wide. The backhand flies back, and Świątek then tries to go down the line with the highest part of the net, finds the net.
Yeah. That's the area where Świątek has made mistake. You know, the down the line back end. She missed a little bit in the alley. She missed a little bit into the net. So, okay, maybe there's something here, but it's a tiny thing.
If you're sort of scrabbling around for something.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to, you know, to find solution with Vondrousova, you know. We want to see a fight, so we're trying to... But I don't think we come up with a solution right now.
Drop shot wasn't good enough for Vondrousova. Had a lot of air in it.
Yeah.
Iga Świątek said, I am coming. And she knows how quick Vondrousova is, that Iga Świątek hadn't even turned around, but as she had her back to Vondrousova, she had the arm up as if to say, I know you're
already.
Ready, but I'm not ready. And now everyone's ready.
Or
and
maybe she has eyes in her, the back of her head, and that explains a lot of things.
Probably, she probably does, doesn't she? 30 all. Vondrousova's ready to go. Świątek is also ready to go. Love 5, 30 all. Clouds over Philippe Chatrier. Now a second serve for Świątek to attack, to look to bring up set point.
Ooh.
Double fault. Yeah. It's the pressure of the situation.
Of course. She knows that she's going to get a bad, you know, return that's going to put her in a bad spot on the court. And so she forced a little bit that second serve. 30-40, first set point.
Vondrousova gets the first serve. Made sure she got it in. The backhand is in play underway after the return. The backhand cross court from Vondrousova. The stretch from Marqueta. Vondrousova, the forehand, heavy into the corner. The stretch from Vondrousova. The ball will find the court. Świątek is backhand. She hits a backhand and we're in play. Backhand to backhand, redirected down the line. The one-hander from Vondrousova. The ball will land in again. The forehand, she's desperate to finish this off. Świątek, she steps back and the ball goes long and the set is won. 3-6 love sets in a row. 28 minutes on the clock and Iga Świątek continues her dominance on Philippe Chatrier. I mean, okay, so you are Marqueta Vondrousova's coach. It's a WTA match.
I knew it.
You're a WTA match. You're allowed to go on court. She summons you on. You don't want to go on because you're not sure what to say. But you have to, in fear of losing your job. You're alongside her now, okay. Antoine. You are saying what to your charge?
Well, I would. How does she look? Okay. I think I would go start with a smile and say, okay. It's going. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going well.
Oh wow, that's how you started.
That's how I start. Okay.
Honesty.
Yeah, honesty.
Okay, good.
And of course, always be honest. And go, well, look.